These are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Jack Eggleby. First up, Pep Guardiola says the additional time ahead of this weekend's clash with Everton will help prepare his side after the international break. Sunday's fixture against the Toffees means at least an extra day of recovery for the majority of players who were away over the past fortnight. Guardiola insists he never has an issue with the schedule, but admits it's always handy to have an extra day to prepare. Moving on, and Guardiola has revealed that playmaker Kevin De Bruyne has tested positive for COVID-19 and will miss Sunday's match. The 30-year-old returned to Manchester earlier this week after representing Belgium in the World Cup qualifiers, scoring against Wales on Tuesday. However, De Bruyne has since returned a positive COVID test and the midfielder, who has been vaccinated, will now isolate for 10 days. The news also means that De Bruyne will miss City's Champions League group stage encounter at home against Paris Saint-Germain on November the 24th. Guardiola has also confirmed that summer signing Jack Grealish is ruled out of Sunday's game with what he describes as a small injury, while Phil Foden picked up a knock while training with England but is in contention to feature against the Toffees. Finally, Guardiola has refused to be drawn into discussions on the future of Raheem Sterling amid rumoured interest from Liverpool and Barcelona. The England man has been linked to a move away from the Etihad in recent times, and he's entered the final 2 years of his current deal. Both Barca and former club Liverpool are said to be interested in the 26-year-old, and he prefers a move to Anfield, according to recent rumours from Spain. Elsewhere, there's a suggestion that Sterling is refusing to accept an extension at the Etihad, but Guardiola insists he doesn't know what will happen and will not be making any further comments. That's all for now. We'll have more later.